It's Phil Wickham, and if you're thinking that was Leanna in the background, that was actually Holland.
That's right.
Doing
the singing. Definitely not me in the background.
Good morning. It's Risenstein. It's Victory 91.5, and it is the Feast of Tabernacles, and that's why our general manager, Ray Haynes, is in this morning. Also, a great reminder that next week is Victory Partner Days. Mm. Very excited about that. We love our Victory Partner Days, and we're going to have a bunch of special guests next week.
We are. Dr. Mark Rutland's going to be in.
What? Mm-hmm.
Pastor Jason Gertis is going to be in.
Yep.
So make sure you tune in, but make sure you're praying about how you can partner with this ministry financially.
You make it all happen. All the music that plays, it's because you give.
Mm.
Well, the Feast of Tabernacles. What a cool time. This is one of those times we just take for granted. You may not even have the foggiest idea what the Feast of Tabernacles is about, but, you know, as a general rule, if it starts with feast, I'm really in favor of it. and this is that kind of thing. This is the week, you know, if you just have your meals with your family, which we know we rarely do, and like on weekends we get to do that, but we're all just running different directions, you're fulfilling the Feast of Tabernacles. Just go eat it somewhere that you don't normally eat. And it's just a really, really cool time.
Our house.
Very funny.
So for you, if you eat in the car, it wouldn't qualify for you guys.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, here's what he says. Speak to the people of Israel, saying, on the 15th day of the 7th month, and for 7 days is the Feast of Booths, or as you said, Sukkot, to the Lord. On the 15th day of the 7th month, when you've gathered in the produce of the land, you shall celebrate the Feast of the Lord 7 days. Don't you just love the way he commands you to celebrate?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. On the first day shall be a solemn rest, and on the 8th day shall be a solemn rest. She'll take on the first day the fruit of splendid trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. I just always get a weird image of that with running around with branches and stuff. But you shall celebrate it as a feast of the Lord for 7 days in the year. It's a statute forever. Throughout your generations, you shall celebrate it in the 7th month. And this one is the one they talk about going into the millennium, that we actually, that feast is the one that you celebrate in the millennium. You shall dwell in booths or Sukkot for 7 days. All native Israelites shall dwell in these. Your generations may know that I made the people of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I'm the Lord your God. So, if you will, it's like Israel's Thanksgiving. It's a joyous harvest festival to celebrate the completion of the agricultural year. One aspect is the celebration takes place as they build these booths from branches and recognitions of God's protection over them, over us, over the life, over the nation of Israel. These are not like, you know, well-built things. That's not the idea. It's a very flimsy kind of sukkah.
They're from IKEA.
Yes, you have got the concept. So the flimsiness testifies that, like the Israelites in the wilderness, their safety and stability doesn't come from the sukkah. It comes from God's ongoing care. So like David in Psalm 140, Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the day of battle. So we declare that God is the one who is our sukkah, our covering in the day of battle. So let's see, Revelation 21, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them. So you see, it's not about the booths. It's not about the tents. It was always about Jesus coming and being our tabernacle. He said he would be Emmanuel, God with us. He's the tabernacle. So you, right now, this very day, you haven't even known it, but the minute you woke up and did anything, you're walking around, you are the sukkah, because Jesus is in you. Jesus is that Emmanuel with you. So it's that celebration, and goodness knows we need to celebrate that. So he commanded us to remember what the Israelites did, or what he did really for the Israelites during the Exodus. He also provided all their food, and that's the real part. Now, that was manna back then. We can't really find manna today, but we're celebrating our complete dependence on God for our provision. So it reminds us of the tabernacle in the wilderness, where God met with Moses and the cloud. He'd go up on the mountain sometimes in the cloud, sometimes in the tent. But he gave them a chance to meet with him. But they refused. The people just didn't get the concept. But Exodus 29 says, I will dwell among the people of Israel and be their God. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. What a great day to get grace and truth. Mm. Dwelling is the word tabernacle, mm-hmm. which means God will spread his tabernacle over us so that we can dwell in safety and security under its cover and protection. So, I mean, in the simplest of terms, when Jesus rose from the grave, he had a glorified body that could be touched and could eat, but it could also pass through walls and defy the basic laws of physics, right? He stayed on earth in that body for 40 days, then ascended into heaven. Those 40 days are a picture of the millennium, when Jesus will reign on the earth along with us. Isaiah 2, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. Many people shall go and say, come, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So these 8 days of the Feast of Tabernacles, we lay down our concerns with how the world is falling apart, and we give thanks that God has it all in his hands. Mm. That's the feast.
Wow.
This needs to be posted on Facebook and and on Twitter so people would not be concerned about the world falling apart. Mm.
This is the real news.
Yes. We will post a link at the Risenstein Facebook page right now. And also, you can go to victory.radio and follow along with the notes as Ray Haynes continues to teach on the Feast of Tabernacles at Risenstein at Victory 91.5.